Okay, we are now in public hearing. Is there any comments from the public? Seeing none.
Would you like me to kind of cover what's
yeah.
in the document?
Yeah.
So what you have before you is a budget for the district. The district is required to have a budget for the fiscal year. And so the state auditors sent a very kind note. They said, hey, be sure to get your budget approved. And so I said, all right, we'll get it taken care of. So we're fulfilling a requirement to have a budget. What you're seeing there is there's no prior years. This is a new district. This will be the first year the district reports on any finances. So the budget for 2025 is the $356,700. That is the amount of money that Sevier County committed for the project. That's the balance of the amount.
There you go.
Right. It was a $500,000 commitment that came out of ARPA funds initially. And so we've been using that funding to get the engineering applications done and things like that. So the balance of that $500,000 is the $356,000. The expenses down there, the bottom half are estimates. For example, wages, the district does not have an employee. The largest items you can see there will be professional technical services, and that'll be for continued engineering related services. If the CIB grant comes through later this year, this budget will need to be amended to reflect that. The other thing that this having a budget implies is, you know, again, money we transferred. So we need to set up basically an account, banking accounts for the district so that money can flow. But I guess it needs to be separate from the county then, doesn't it, Steve?
Well,
or is there a way to?
Right now, at this point in time, the way it's set up, the state's looking at it as a, trying to think the word they use, but as a, because the commissioners are
the board,
as a, there's a certain term that they use, as some type of entity to the county. So we can actually run it through our books and stuff until you appoint a new
board.
Similar to like our NBA.
Right, okay.
So it sits, right now it's similar to that. So the budgeting, all that stuff can be done through the county, but as soon as you set up the other board, they will have to set up their own separate everything.
Okay.
Their bank accounts. So at this point, I don't think we need to do a separate account.
Okay.
I'm trying to think the word, but it's called a something entity to the county. But as soon as you set up your new board, then they will expect it to be.
I can confirm that with my contact there at the auditor's office and make sure we're okay.
Yeah, Seth can explain that a lot better to you than I can.
So. Anyway, in Utah code, we cannot spend money until there's an approved budget. And so, hence today's meeting is to establish this base budget. And so we get invoices, we can legally pay those and meet other statutory requirements. So the district from now on will be submitting reports to state auditors, first of the year, middle of the year, end of year. And I do those all for District 2 now, so I can just keep doing it for this district as well.
Okay. Any other further discussion or questions?
When will we assign a board to this? Is that something that, is there a certain amount of project behind us, or is it just a matter of us taking time to do it?
Whenever you do it.
Whenever we do it.
Your discretion.
Do we have...
But the attorney thought it'd be better if we waited a little while. But we'll see what he says next time we meet with him.
Okay. You had another part of your question, I think.
I just wondered, is there... have we had discussions of kind of who we thought would be on it, and what was the number? Did we want something smaller? Was it 5, if I recall right? We've talked a little bit.
I think in this case, 5 seemed to be the right.
It'll be what he ever puts in. He's doing the attorney's putting that together.
I think we established bylaws. Now the entity's been created, we established bylaws to outline that.
So it'll be whatever that tells us.
All right. Okay.
There are some people that are serving on kind of our executive committee now that would make good board members.
They and they've They expressed interest to do that.
Yeah, they have the skill set to do it, so they could become fully independent.
Yeah. We have an operator on board, licensed, approved operator, so I think we're good that way. Nothing further, we'll leave the public hearing.